Well, good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Towns on WERU. We try to go beyond the headlines to make sense of the issues facing Maine families and communities and to share what works and to seek alternative solutions. WERU has aired Talk of the Towns since 1993, dedicated to the proposition that everyone benefits when we share our knowledge, our experience, our concerns, and our perspectives. We're about to practice the magic of community radio, in which those of us in our virtual studio and you who are listening create a kind of dialogue we hope will be of benefit to our friends, our neighbors, and colleagues. I'm your co-host, Ron Beard. Liz Graves is off this week, and I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour and Talk of the Towns. And just a reminder that we're recording this show in advance and won't be taking any calls today. Well, in the best of school days, teachers inspire students to become confident, curious, and engaged as they learn about the critical skills of reading and writing. And that's been the decades-long mission of a nonprofit called Island Readers and Writers. And today we've got some staff from that wonderful organization, along with a couple of teachers. We'll talk a little bit about the organization, and we'll learn about Dear Teacher, a statewide conference in November aimed at helping teachers, school librarians, and others incorporate some of the practice of Island Readers and Writers. So we're glad to have Courtney Waring, who is the relatively new executive director of Island Readers and Writers. Welcome to you, Courtney.
Thanks, Ron.
Also, your colleague, Allison Johnson, is director of school programs at Island Readers and Writers. Welcome to you, along with Penny Johnson, who is the principal working, teaching principal at Perry Elementary School, and Everett Carroll, who is a fourth to sixth grade teacher in the Millbridge Elementary School. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for being with us. I think we'll start with each of you saying a little bit about yourself and your kind of career. How did you get to the place that you are? Start with Courtney, and then we'll go to Allison, Penny, and then Everett. Courtney, how did you get to where you are? What's your background?
Sure. Well, my background is as a museum educator. I've been a museum educator for about 25 years. And of those 25 years, about 20 of those years, I had the opportunity to work in museums with really incredible illustration collections, which gave me a really great chance to kind of engage with both image and text in really meaningful ways. So I'm really drawn to how the visual and verbal work together to tell stories and convey ideas and information, reflect cultural values. And I am relatively new to IRW. I have been here for 3 wonderful weeks and I've just been really enjoying getting to meet everyone. Penny, I had a chance to meet last month, and Everett, I've met virtually through email. So I'm just really excited to continue working with this great organization.
Allison Johnson, what's your background? How did you get to the work that you're doing now?
Well, I've just completed my 10th year with Island Readers and Writers, and I got here through work with libraries. I went from being the children's program coordinator at Dorcas Library, then, you know, you get to be treasurer, and soon enough you're vice president. Next thing you know, you're president. It just lands in your lap that way. Mm-hmm. So doing a lot of work with kids programming and literacy. My grandmother was a librarian. My mother was a librarian. So librarians are in the blood of our family. My grandfather was also a publisher. So books, reading, literacy, been a part of my family for a long time.
And Dorcas Library is in Winter Harbor?
Prospect Harbor.
Yeah, great. Well, Penny Johnson joining us from Perry, down east. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I started at Perry Elementary School 34 years ago. I've been only here at Perry. I started as a teacher, taught for 29 years in the classroom. And this is my 5th year being a principal. And I also teach Title I for struggling students.
Right. And what intrigues you about the work? You've been at it for a while. What continues to get you up and say, I'm going to work today?
Just, you know, really seeing kids. And I love to see them every day come in. I love their want to learn, their excitement, and just sharing every day with students and staff.
Great. And Everett, tell us a little bit about yourself and your work in Millbridge.
I grew up in this area. I really grew up in Harrington, but it's the same school district. It's 8 or 9 minute drive from the school. So I went to the local school, the local elementary school, the local high school, and the local college, and then got my graduate degree. And step by step, my graduate degree was actually in business. But while I was going for it, I worked part-time one-on-one as a BHP. And then I would take that student to an after-school program, and then they kind of recruited me. So I've been working in education in a different light for about 13 years. And during the years of, well, the year of 2020, where everything was different, we used to do in-school programming, a ropes course and team building in 9 different schools. And we couldn't do that year. So I was stationed at Millbridge during the school day and then Harrington after school. And I fell in love with the team building. I fell in love with the school. The principal wanted me to become a teacher. And it was my mom's school where she taught at for 36 years. So it just kind of fell into place. And I think it was fate. And then they kind of lined up the exact grades I wanted, only teaching ELA for those 3 grades. So it worked out pretty perfect.
Great. And Everett and Penny Johnson, tell us a little bit about, listeners may not be familiar with your communities, Harrington, Millbridge. Start with you, Everett, and then I'll ask Penny the same question. Tell us a little bit about your communities, the places that you live and work.
Where I grew up is it's a small town. It is very much seasonal driven, a lot of lobster fishing and a lot of blueberrying. I mean, that is how a lot of people make their money. A lot of families make their money. And it really has a lot of, it's like one big family, which I like.
Sure. Penny, how about down your way?
Truly the same thing. We're a small community of about 800 community members that we have great support for our school. You know, they make my job easy. Parents and my staff really do. And we also do the blueberrying, the fishing. We have a local mill. So we have the mill in Baileyville. So some of our parents work there. A lot of parents work for the like U.S. Customs, Border Control, those type of jobs for our families.
Well, your schools and your communities are exactly, I think, what Island Readers Writers had in mind when Jan Coates began to noodle with this idea of bringing writers and students, teachers, parents together. Courtney, what have you learned in your 3 weeks about the organization? Then we'll get Allison Johnson to tell a little bit more about the history of the organization. What have you learned, Courtney?
Well, you're right, Ron. I've been here 3 weeks as executive director, and I've been so fortunate to be able to have time with the founding director, my predecessor Jan, to learn more about IRW. And I've also feel very fortunate that while I've been here for 3 weeks, I've collaborated with IRW for the past 8 years in a different capacity when I worked as director of education at the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art. And 8 years ago, I remember talking to Jan and then meeting Allison, meeting the rest of the team, and recognizing right away that this is a really special organization. This is a small but incredibly mighty team that is very mission-driven and very passionate about what they do. And so, you know, that mission of inspiring, you know, a passion for reading and learning among children, yes, they're working with children, but they're also recognizing that no matter what our age, we are always learning. So to be able to inspire children in reading and writing, we also are inspiring educators. We're inspiring our team, our board members, our volunteers. We all collectively are working with children in different capacities. So we also have to nurture and grow our own passions for reading and writing too. So I think that's what's really struck me with IRW, seeing the whole community come together serving this mission.
Allison Johnson, you're director of programs now at Island Readers and Writers. Tell us a little bit about its history, if you would. How did it get started and where is it now?
Jan owned a bookstore in Somersville called Port in a Storm for many years. And when she would do programs, children's programs at that store, bringing in authors and illustrators, she saw the impact that those visits, those, you know, direct interactions had on the kids. And she thought, how do I grow this? This is really powerful. And so she connected with some local authors and illustrators early on, and with, you know, canvas tote bags full of books out to the islands they went to do these programs. And she saw that it was something that could be done and invested a lot of time and energy into creating what we have today. So we started on the islands, and then it, I think it was 2013, we expanded, or 14, we expanded into Washington County. And interestingly enough, around that time, Everett's mom was working at Millbridge, and she found out about Island Readers and Writers and picked up the phone and called Jan. And it was perfect timing because we were about to do our expansion. This is actually a little bit before my time. And that's how Millbridge came on board. And that expansion took us into now 14 schools in Washington County. So we have 26 partner schools in total. And we work with those schools in a variety of ways, mostly with our core programs, which are school visits, where we bring our authors and illustrators into the schools. But we also do professional development like Dear Teacher and other community programs as well. I will talk about Steve Costanza and our first visit to Perry Elementary School, Penny School. So we brought them on, and we brought Steve Costanza with his book, The King of Ragtime, which is about Scott Joplin. And Steve is a very dynamic presenter, author, illustrator, and musician. And so we went in and we met with the teachers ahead of time, you know, and got them to learn about who we were and how our programs could impact kids. And it was just delightful. The teachers were super engaged, and ahead of time, they had created all kinds of artwork and written materials, and it was plastered all over the gymnasium when we came in. And so then we come in, we do a, you know, general assembly where the author or illustrator gets to share their life's work, how they came to be an author or illustrator. And with Steve, he has a very interactive program because he's playing the piano and then he's talking. He's got great interactive media going at the same time. That night, actually, after we did our program at the school with the kids, after we did some workshops with the grade levels, we brought the community in that night so that they could see a taste of what the kids had experienced that day. And very successful. I think we had over 65 people there. So it was a really great thing to bring the community in and see what their kids had experienced that day as well.
Penny, from your standpoint, talk a little bit about your engagement with the Island Readers and Writers, and you're looking at it from a slightly different standpoint from Carly Gallison, but right. Talk a little about your experience.
Oh, it's been fabulous. This is our third year. We're just beginning our third year with Island Readers and Writers. And we are really honored to be able to host the authors and illustrators at our school. Our kids get so excited when I put a poster up saying, oh, this is who's coming this year or this time. And then we get our books out to our teachers. They read the books. They do research and find out more about the author and the books and read actually more books than what we have. If the author has published more than the book that he or she is going to do, we incorporate that. And then we really try to get our whole staff involved. Allison was talking about Steve coming. We actually involved our music teacher, and our music teacher did a lot of the jazz music. And then we did some dancing. So we had some line dancing going on, some square dancing going on in the gym. Parents and kids and staff were all involved in it. It was amazing. And it really is a true honor to be part of this program.
I'll just remind listeners that they're tuned to Talk of the Towns on WERU. We have some wonderful guests talking about Island Readers and Writers. And later on, we'll talk about their Dear Teacher conference coming up later in the year. Courtney Waring is with us. She's the executive director. And Allison Johnson, her colleague, is director of school programs, both with Island Readers and Writers. You've just heard from Penny Johnson, who is teaching principal at Perry Elementary School. And Everett Carroll was with us. He's the 4th to 6th grade ELA teacher in Millbridge. Eric, what's your experience? Tell us a little bit about how you've interacted with Island Readers and Writers.
I mean, My favorite part of IRW before they even come is the kids get so excited knowing it's about to happen. So I'll present a book and they'll be excited about the book. And I'll be like, guess what? This is the book where the author is coming. And their faces just drop like, oh, and they're so excited. It means so much to the kids. I mean, to them, it's like having a big celebrity come to the school. They're mind blown that this incredible person is coming, and they really get engaged with the kids, and it really inspires the kids to write the best that they can write. You know, I've had a lot of different authors that have really done a lot for the school. Anna Crowley Redding was incredible, and I remember she had the novel Chowder Rules. Basically, the book was about Manhattan chowder versus New England clam chowder, and what was the real chowder, and the debate if you can put vegetables and tomatoes in your clam chowder and it's still considered a chowder. And so they had this big cook-off, and so there was history to go with it. And so we had the classes create their own chowder. Some made Manhattan chowder, some made New England clam chowder, and the community really supports IRW. And when I was going to the grocery stores, you know, I have connections, some of the parents know me, and they give me pretty good discounts on buying the supplies needed for the big cook-off. And then to have the author and IRW and the principal be judges of the big competition. And, you know, Cynthia Lord came, Handful of Stars, which really connected with me because that's how I grew up, was the blueberry industry back in the hand-raking days. So we were able to bring in actual rakes. I had rakes in my garage from years ago, and I could talk about what this meant in the book, what the twining was like, what the factory was like. All the connections that they come just mean so much. Over the summer, Padma Venkatraman, who came last with the book Bridge Home, the kids created their own food from India that was made in the book. They wanted to show the story to the author, and their stories were so long, she didn't have time to read it in the day, but she went home during the summer and read them and emailed me back to give feedback to the students. So it really inspires them. It's a fun day. IRW does a terrific job, and the school and community and myself appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about the writing. Both you and Penny can talk about the writing aspect of it. These kids are treating authors, book authors, as celebrities, but then that inspires them to try their own hand. And that's what we want from our education system. We want people to be both readers and writers. I mean, Everett, tell us a little bit about that writing aspect first, and then we'll go to Penny.
First of all, it shows that their voices matter and their voices are heard and that their writing is appreciated. It shows that it's possible to make it as a professional author. Or even if not as a professional author, how writing is so important in so many other avenues and careers in life. One of my favorite things we do, and the kids get excited for the second half of the year, is they create their own chapter book, their own creative story. And Anna Crowley Redding, her interaction with the kids, she wanted them to come up with really cool descriptive words or adjectives and showed how much that added excitement to a story. And we took it to a next level, and we had a word bank that we do in the classroom, and we had it displayed in the school every time a really cool word or a new word they didn't know but wanted to know what it meant and looked it up. We would plaster it in the halls or in the classroom. And then at the end of the year, the chapter book said, we want you to use 20 of these words or 30 of these words. So it really inspired them to really think creatively beyond just a wonderful story, but how to spice it up and bring it more to life.
Penny, talk a little bit about that aspect of the program for some of your students, the writing aspect.
Yeah, I think it really allows students to understand that they, I agree with Everett, that they are heard, that they have their voice, that everybody's different and that we have different interests. And we've had a topic on science here. We've had a topic with the music, and we've had about country. So we've had a variety of authors that have come in that have shown our kids that not everybody thinks alike. Everybody is different. Everybody can spread their wings in a little different way. It exposes the different genres to our kids. One thing that they love right now is the graphic books. And so they're inspired by that because they can put their words and their illustrations in. And especially our fifth through eighth grade really had done a really good job at that. And that is inspired by authors saying, you can do whatever you want to do and you can express yourself any way that you want to express yourself.
Courtney, you mentioned your own background in terms of illustration. Talk a little bit about what you've seen in your connection with Island Readers Writers and as you take on the role of executive director. How does that aspect fit in?
Yeah, I had an opportunity to visit one of our schools last week. Allison worked with Maine Seacoast Mission for a day with the islands at Great Cranberry. And we had Kevin Hawks go to the school. And this was wonderful for me because it was my first time experiencing one of IRW school programs. I've heard about them. I've read about them. I've been at professional development with Allison and Jan, but this was my first school program. Kevin was talking to the kids about world building, and he was drawing in front of them, and he was getting the kids really engaged and actively participating in the drawing that he was creating. And as I was watching it, I was noticing that all, you know, to Everett and Penny's point, children are being, their thoughts and ideas are being heard and they're being seen and valued. To see the confidence of these children going from passive observers watching Kevin draw on a big easel board to starting to interject, I think a sun should be there. What would this person's name be? Where is this location? You started to see that all these visual pieces were coming together and they were creating a narrative. They were creating a narrative in the picture that they eventually drew, but also in the words that they were sharing with us. And to see that excitement, to see the spark of a story start to come to fruition was really special. I think it goes back to what you were saying, Penny, that you know, when IRW goes into the schools, it doesn't feel like it's a canned program. There is so much customization that's going on with Allison and Lisa connecting with the site coordinators at the school, talking about the experience. What are the needs and interests? How can we work to create that really special experience? Because of that customization, Every visit with an author is going to be different, and the knowledge and skills are always going to continue to be built. So it was just really exciting to finally see it happen in person and to see the work on both the school sides, IRW sides, the author and illustrators. They're all putting so much passion and time and effort into supporting the children, which is what it's all about.
This notion that the whole community is engaged must feel really good to teachers to see how parents, they respond as well. It's great. So, Allison, I'll come back to you. Talk a little bit about, if you will, how the state sees literacy and how these programs of Island Readers and Writers fit in to support those hopes.
Yeah, so literacy is a big focus for the state right now, and especially early literacy. We want to catch those kids early on. Reading and writing are really core skills that kids need to succeed in life in any topic. And so for us, of course, reading and writing has been a part of our mission since our inception, and it's a real focus. And we have seen when we infuse art into both of those topics, both reading and writing, it inspires kids and opens up new ways of learning. So we like to bring that into play. And also with nature and play space, which is another focus of the Maine DOE. And so last March, we did a collaborative professional development program, a mini Dear Teacher Climate Edition. And that was held up at Cobbs Cook Institute with a partner school, Pembroke Elementary. And we partnered with the DOE to some science-based, literacy-based education to teachers in Washington County in our partner schools. Literacy is a huge focus. We are definitely up against social media and those, you know, laptops and telephones. Cell phones that kids have in their hands. So we want to catch them early and inspire them to find out what wonderful, rich stories there are in picture books and novels.
And it sounds like this is a way into learning of all sorts. And what you're trying to inspire is that learning becomes exciting, it's interesting, and lifelong. So I think that aspect really comes through as you tell your stories. Let's turn a little bit to the Dear Teacher conferences. You've just mentioned, Allison, that's a kind of a newer focus to do professional development. Island Raiders Writers started out with just the school visits, doing more professional development. Talk a little bit about that aspect, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the conference coming up in November. Allison Johnson?
Sure. So when we do our school visits, we always collect feedback from our kids, the teachers, our site coordinators, to find out how we're doing. And we take that very seriously. Feedback is a big part of our programs. And in doing that, what we heard from teachers was that we started to ask about professional development and what they might need. And what we heard overwhelmingly was writing, help with writing, please, more writing. And so we were like, wow, okay, well, we work with authors and illustrators. They are professionals in writing. Maybe we can put something together. Really, our professional development started with our site coordinators. We gather, site coordinators are our advocates, our liaisons in the school. So it might be a teacher like Everett at Millbridge Elementary. It might be the principal like Penny at Perry Elementary. Those are the people who help us navigate the schedules of the school and make sure we're getting the programs that the teachers are interested in and all of the logistics that we need to navigate when we're putting three different schedules together. So we bring them together in mid to late August every year, and that's where we give them their teacher copies of the books and all the materials they need for their programs coming up for the fall semester. And we talk about Island Readers and Writers, you know, programs overall. And we began to add professional development. And Courtney Waring, our new director, executive director, was one of our initial professional development opportunities with a program called the Whole Book Approach, which is looking at a picture book and it's all its art form. And so we brought her to Machias and brought our Washington County school site coordinators together and did a little bit of professional development there. And then we began to grow into the Dear Teacher Conference. Mm.
You mentioned that your feedback said teachers wanted more help with writing. Tell us a little bit more about that, and maybe Penny or Everett can fill that in. What is it about writing that teachers wanted? Is it to inspire students to write? Is it to help teachers teach writing? What were they asking for?
What we were hearing is that these elementary teachers were tasked with teaching writing to students, and yet they didn't have confidence in their own writing, many of them. And so they felt that they just didn't have the skill set they needed to carry that forward for the kids. And so we decided, yeah, let's put some professional development together where we can bring some of these professional authors in and to teach some of these skills to the teachers. You know, when we go in with an author and we're working on writing workshops, that's also an opportunity for teachers to learn skills, is by watching how that author is inspiring writing with those kids right in the classroom. They're often doing different ways of brainstorming story ideas and getting creative. They're bringing a new energy into the classroom, so the kids tend to be more responsive than they might be to that teacher who's in there day after day after day. But the teachers get to observe what's happening and then use those skills in the classroom as well.
Great. Well, I'll just remind listeners, they're tuned to Talk of the Towns here on WERU. We're talking about the organization called Island Readers and Writers. We have in the studio, our virtual studio with us, Allison Johnson. You've just heard from the Director of School Programs, and she's joined by Courtney Waring, the new Executive Director of the program. Penny Johnson is joining us. No relations, we're told. The principal of the Perry Elementary School, and Everett Carroll, worked as sixth grade ELA teacher at Millbridge. So we're going to talk a little bit about more of the teacher, Dear Teacher Conference. Allison, give us the basics, and then we'll ask for the experience of other people, perhaps attending past conferences. What's the theme of this year's conference? When is it? And how will teachers and librarians get involved?
Sure. So this is our third year of doing the Dear Teacher Conference. Our themes are always writing and narrative, arts and humanities, and rural and place-based education. And this year, we are focusing a little more on this special place we call Maine and how important and inspiring it can be to take kids out into our landscape and do outdoor education, as well as thinking about how this beautiful landscape and the characters of Maine inspire so many authors and illustrators in their creative work. So it's at the Cross Insurance Center on November 6th and 7th, and we have workshops that cover art and how to create art in your classroom, you know, on a minimal budget. We have writing workshops, and it might be writing for younger kids in the classroom, or it might be working with middle school writers, how to integrate art and literacy and digital media, how to bring nature into your classroom. All about graphic novels, what's out there, how to inspire kids with those. We have a really wonderful lineup of workshops this year.
Courtney, much of this was already created before you joined. What are you excited about in terms of the Dear Teacher Conference coming up?
I love Dear Teacher. I was fortunate to attend the first conference as a workshop presenter, and I'll be returning as a workshop presenter, which I'm looking forward to. But there's, I think, the selection of workshops and offerings are just so wide and varied. So it provides a little bit of, you know, something for everyone who attends. One of the workshops that I hope to be able to pop in myself is one on oral language. You know, that it's such a foundation for literacy. It's leading up to reading and writing, and how can we, you know, foster that and nurture that in kids, especially coming from the museum world. You know, looking at picture books, looking at illustrations, getting kids to talk about what they see, what they think is happening in pictures and why, you know, just builds that confidence. And I think we need that. We need that as we transition them to reading books and writing their own stories. So that's one I'm really, really looking forward to.
So again, that this notion that teachers might come in with the basics of education. They've got a training in education, but this is adding something really special to the process of teaching, not necessarily to the subject matter. It seems like you're introducing new ways to kind of inspire learning. Courtney, is that your experience?
New ways. And I think with Dear Teacher and really anything that IRW does, I've seen even in the small professional development workshops they do with site coordinators, it's the idea that we're all learning together. We're all co-learning. We're all co-teaching. We're learning from each other. We're all bringing something different to it. And I just love that that is celebrated in programs like Dear Teacher.
Everett, what were some of your memories of Dear Teacher in the past? You've attended some of those conferences. Yeah.
I think, first of all, it's great to collaborate with other teachers in other parts of the state, see what their classrooms look like as opposed to ours. We talk about similarities, differences, and to exchange ideas with one another, which I think is wonderful. And then the actual conferences are great. I think my favorite last year was with Anna Crowley Redding, and it was about writing. And we did a newspaper kind of role playing where we came up with our own story, but we had to answer all these questions that I've been able to take at least to the classroom when kids are writing. Who, what, where, when, why, how. I want to have all these questions answered in their writing. And it also showed the importance of our five senses, and really trying to be able to envision all of that and get all that in your writing. So the kids really try the best they can to hit all those points. So I think I didn't think about writing completely in that sense. So that really helped bring their stories more to life and give them more of a challenge beyond just trying to be creative. So it's a very great and rewarding experience. And being in nature, I remember going out with Hazel Stark outside, and it really is a great conference.
Right.
I highly recommend it.
Penny, what would you, Penny Johnson, what would you recommend teachers to who might be listening to think about as they anticipate perhaps this year's conference?
Right. What I like is that the teachers are put in the seats of a student. So you're getting the information as you are a student. And sometimes it's very uncomfortable. You know, kids, it's more uncomfortable for teachers. You know, teachers can talk, but when teachers are with teachers, sometimes it is a little scary. But we want kiddos to be able to, again, express their ideas and feel comfortable. So when a teacher is put in that situation, then they come back and, okay, I remember how I felt at that conference. And so this is how I need to present the information. I think that it's a great way to integrate different parts of our curriculum. You know, we can incorporate the science with the social studies, with the reading. So everything, Allison mentioned this first, is everything that we do is based on reading. Mm-hmm. And reading has to be your basic part of a student. And when we catch them as early readers, we're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. So I went to the first Island Readers and Writers, the conference. It was great. I didn't get to go last year because all of my staff wanted to go. So I had to stay home and man the fort here. I could not choose just a couple of teachers last year. So I said, you guys all go, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a couple of days. So, and they were very, very thankful and jumping back into going again this year.
Great. Allison Johnson, you're as the director of programs, you mentioned this notion of your mission started with the islands offshore. Then you kind of expanded to think about island communities in Washington County as a kind of island. And this is a statewide conference. You're bringing teachers together from the whole state. Talk a little bit about that transition and perhaps the reaction of teachers who are kind of jealous that they don't get an Island and Writers visit to their schools, or maybe they're creating their own versions. Tell us a little bit about that expansion of your geography, if you will.
Yes, so you're right. We call the schools in Washington County kind of those inland islands because they can be just as remote as an unbridged island can be. So there are a lot of similarities in these communities. Most of our schools are quite small, and they are remote and underserved. But when we decided we wanted to do the conference, we really wanted to open it up statewide because we felt like that networking that Everett was talking about was really important. And to expand that opportunity beyond our two little pockets of communities that we work in was important. And you are right that there are schools and teachers who are quite eager to have us come into their schools. And it is the curse of being a small organization that we can't say yes to everyone. We wish we could. But this was a way, Dear Teacher was a way for us to open our doors and to share some of these resources more broadly, and to also show teachers some of the other resources we have. So we do some community programs. Most of them happen within the communities that we are serving. But we also have developed these Explore More book guides around all of the books that we use with our authors and illustrators. Those are all on our website. Free to use for any teacher anywhere in the state, in the country, and beyond. And those, you know, have discussion questions and hands-on activities and links to our author and illustrator websites and and connections to the standards. So we do have resources that anyone can tap into, even if we can't bring our programs directly to your school.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about the life of teachers today. I can't imagine a more demanding profession in some ways because of the things we load onto, you know, this whether they're state requirements or the expectations of a community their students learn certain things. Or talk a little bit about the life of teachers and how these kinds of efforts by Island Readers and Writers are kind of a bomb to the BALM, to the life of teachers, that attention to the process of learning. Courtney, why don't you start? Give us a sense of what you know about the life of teachers, and then we'll go to Penny and Everett to learn more. Courtney?
To your point, Ron, there's so much on the shoulders of teachers. There's so much. And they are being stretched in so many different directions. And I think that word, BALM, BALM, is a perfect way that we want to be able to support these educators who are doing such incredible, inspiring work and putting so much time and focus and dedication in the education of young minds, young readers. Knowing that they are plate spinning, they are doing lots of things all at the same time. So how can we provide some ease, some support in their day, in their academic year, in the work that they do and the work that they do for students? I think IRW does that, and they do it with, I think, a lot of sensitivity that, you know, the experiences and pressures of one teacher in one school in one area is very different from, you know, the other 25 schools that IRW works with. So there is a lot of time that Allison and Lisa are putting into those individual moments with those schools, which I think is very, very special, very unique. Seeing the child, but also seeing the individual teacher too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the title. Dear teacher.
Dear teacher.
Wonderful, dear. Wonderful. Everett, talk a little bit about some of the pressures that you're aware of, that you see, that you feel in the kind of today's education system that you're a part of. And just talk a little bit about how something like Dear Teacher and Island Readers and Writers helps with some of those pressures.
I mean, I'm very blessed to have the job that I have. I think the biggest challenge for me is kind of like the Dr. Seuss quote, where life's a great balancing act. I feel like as an ELA teacher for grades 4, 5, and 6, you know, the students' report cards, I got reading, language, writing, and spelling. Half of their report card is their time with me, even though I'm rotating with two other teachers. So trying to incorporate 4 subjects in a 90-minute or less session a day is very challenging. And then trying to meet, you know, for reading, for example, well, what type of reading? Well, we're doing novel studies, or we're doing an SRA reading laboratory, or we're doing curriculum things. So trying to balance that, and that could be 90 minutes right there. But now we got to throw in grammar and punctuation. We got to throw in a spelling lesson. And I can understand how writing sometimes it's hard to find time for that with everything else going on. So I think the balancing act it's a fun thing to do. It really is fun to try to figure out, but it's like putting a puzzle together, trying to get it all in there. IRW is great because, first of all, it brings the passion and fun out in reading and writing. And I've learned a lot of writing techniques to help teach the kids, and how, you know, ELA is all connected. So how you can do so many things in each lesson and hit so many points.
Penny Johnson, you have different responsibilities. You're a teacher and a principal. And
correct.
So you may have more familiarity with some of the pressures I was alluding to in terms of what the state expects and so on, and the pressures that you're feeling as a small school. Talk a little bit about some of those pressures.
Yeah, the biggest thing is they're all asking us, the state is asking us to do more and more. you know, there's more and more and there's less and less funding. So you're trying to balance that act, as Everett said, it is a juggling act, but truly teaching is rewarding, and it is worth that juggling act. As a classroom teacher for 29 years, you just go with the flow. You just seem to, this is one more thing that we're going to have, and they may take away, it may last for a while. It may not. So our former principal always told me, okay, we're here. We're going to do what we're asked to do, but we don't know how long this actual component is going to stay. It may stay for a while. It may leave. So it is trying to figure out what is best for our kids and how can we best deliver the information and get all the information in to our students in a lot of amount of time, because time is also a restriction.
Mm.
We have art, music, phys ed, health. We call those our specials. So that's time that teachers don't have instructional time. It is great for kiddos, but when a teacher is trying to get certain curriculum in, they're losing that hour, 45 minutes a day, that is instructional time. So that's a balance and act. But again, we thank Island Readers and Writers for the opportunity to share their knowledge, their resources with us. One thing that I want to mention is that all of the kiddos receive a signed copy of the book from that author or illustrator. And that is like, you know, a kid getting a signed jersey from Cooper Flagg right now. You know, that's what it's like when it is somebody that is a hero in our kiddos.
Allison Johnson, we'll come back to you just for a minute and see if there are other aspects of Island Readers and Writers that we haven't talked about. Are there other things that we might highlight before we draw to a close?
Well, I would actually like to pull Courtney in to highlight a newer program that we are exploring called Forever Books, and let Courtney speak to you about that.
Yes, we have been doing such incredible work with K-8, working with teachers. Our founding director, Jan Coates, started, as Allison shared earlier, to do some focus groups in the area, talking about those early, you know, those younger kids, those, you know, 3 to 5 year olds. How can we support them? And so there's a new initiative in IRW called Forever Books, and the aim is to support kids and their families in early childhood, helping build those literacy skills and getting them ready for school, getting them ready for kindergarten. So we want to start to, you know, continue to talk with our communities and talk about ways that we can start to build some programs for families, offering them support as children start to enter Perry Elementary and Millbridge Elementary School.
Because not all students have the same resources. Different families have different resources. And what you're trying to do, it seems like, is to make sure that every student gets a little bit of a head start with this Forever Books thing.
Yeah. And, you know, parents, you were that their child's first teacher. So they might not realize it, but they are teaching their children that passion of reading and looking at books together. So how can we you provide these really wonderful experiences with parent and child through book reading, sharing books and reading together.
So stay with that for just a minute. I can imagine some of our listeners are new parents. Any kind of keys to success or words of advice, or how would you advise a new parent to get started with books and their young child?
Well, I think, you know, and I know I'm impartial, but you know, those board books, those picture books, you know, before we learn to read and write, we're making sense of the world based on what we see. So let's take a look at those books and use our words and eyes to talk about pictures and decode those pictures. And using our words, talking and sharing their ideas with each other. That's a great start. I don't think sometimes we realize, you know, that there's teachable moments there, that we're learning skills just by talking and looking at a picture book. But we are, you know, we want them to, you know, grow into these confident readers and writers. And that's a great way to start.
And we can point out that you don't always have to buy those books. You can go to your local library. Allison, you're a big believer in libraries. Talk a little bit about the role of libraries. And your teacher conference is really engaging librarians as well as teachers. Talk a little bit about the special connection to libraries.
We work with libraries in pretty much every community that we are in, and we have workshops that are geared towards librarians, and we'll actually have a table hosted by the Maine State Library this year. So we're excited to be bringing the library aspect of our work into the programs a bit more. The libraries are, just like you said, the way everyone can access free books. You don't have to pay. And I don't know how many parents are aware, but there is a wonderful program called Interlibrary Loan. So if your little library in your small town doesn't have the book you're looking for, you can request it through this statewide system. And that's something that we do with our work when we're doing our research. Ordering books through our little Southwest Harbor library. It's a wonderful resource for all of us out there.
Great. Well, remind us, Allison, of the details of the Dear Teacher Conference and how people might learn more or register.
Sure. You can go to our website, which is islandreadersandwriters.org. And if you click on events, or resources under professional development, you will see information about how to register. Registration is open, and we are eager to have everyone sign up. It will be held at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. It is Friday, November 6th and 7th, or on the registration page if people need those.
Great, great.
Could I just say that beyond public educators and librarians, we also invite homeschooling parents to register as well. We have done programs for homeschoolers, and we know that that is a growing population. And so we would encourage homeschooling parents to apply as well.
Great. Well, I'll give each of you, perhaps starting with Everett and going to Penny, and around the circle as it was, talk a little bit about if you could have a magic wand, and you would change one thing to inspire communities throughout the state of Maine to support their students to become more confident, curious, engaged learners and citizens, which is the mission of Island Readers and Writers in many ways. What would that magic wand do? Everett, how would you use your magic wand?
I would say positive reinforcement, positive words, kindness. I think here, I like to think social emotional comes first, and the academics follow as soon as you gain the social emotional relationship. And IRW does a fantastic job with that with the kids. So I think really being there for the kids, showing that kindness matters, and having even some sort of platform that the students can exhibit their creative side and their stories that they've made and the things they've done, the things they've accomplished, the feeling of success for these students and that people believe in them goes so far. So my magic wand would be kindness and letting the kids show their work.
Great.
And value.
Great. Penny Johnson, what would your magic wand do for our communities and our students?
Mine would be empathy. We all are different, and we all have to understand each other. And the more that we are able to do that, the better communication that we will have amongst our community and our students and everybody understanding that we are all in this together.
Allison Johnson, what would your magic wand look like or do for our communities and our students and our teachers?
I would like to see a magic wand that could wipe out the canned curriculum and bring in experiential learning. Because I think when we have kids really doing hands-on experiential activities that get them learning in the real world, that is where they find joy. And that, of course, is a big part of the work we do, is bringing joy. And that's a big part of Dear Teacher, too, is celebrating these teachers and librarians and homeschool parents as professionals, and uplifting them, because like you mentioned earlier, there's such a weight of the onerous expectations that are placed on educators, that we really want to celebrate them for the good work that they're doing and bring joy and making their learning a joyful experience as well. Because what we've figured out is that when we go into schools, sure, and we're giving books directly to the kids, yes, we're impacting the kids on those, you know, 1-2 days a year that we're visiting these schools. But these educators, they are in the classrooms working with those kids day after day. So by doing the professional development and providing these educators with the skills and uplifting them and providing joy, they take that into the classroom for the rest of the year. And that is way more powerful than our one-day visits.
Great. Courtney Waring, new executive director of Island Readers and Writers, the last word to you. What would your magic wand do for our communities, our schools, our students?
I think that magic wand would celebrate the power of community. That for me is that key word, that as a community, we have this sort of shared goal, common purpose in supporting children in their learning and creating space and environments where they can explore and be curious, whether it's in the classroom or out, you know, beyond the classroom, so they could grow into those confident, you know, readers, writers, learners. And I think through collaboration and partnership, what IRW does with Penny and Everett and the 24 other schools, you know, we work together to achieve that.
Great. Well, thank you all. We've come to the end of a very brief hour. Be sure and join us from 4 to 5 on the second Wednesday afternoon of each month for Talk of the Towns. Podcasts of our programs can be found in the archive section of the WERU website. If you have comments or suggestions for other topics, please email us news@weru.org. Our theme music is a medley from Coronach on a Balnane House Highland Music recording. Thanks again to our wonderful guests in the studio representing Island Readers and Writers. Courtney Waring is the executive director. Allison Johnson is director of school programs, and they were joined by Penny Johnson, teaching principal at Perry Elementary School, and Everett Carroll, 4th to 6th grade ELA teacher in Millbridge. Thanks to our underwriters, thanks to Joel Mann for engineering our program, and to College of the Atlantic for production help. Stay tuned for Ralph Nader Radio from 5 to 6 and 2 hours of jazz on Groove Shop from 6 to 8. Liz Graves and I are producers and hosts for Talk of the Towns. This is Ron Beard wishing you a good afternoon.